Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to close Venezuela airspace over drug issue. Venezuela calls it colonial threat to undermine country's sovereignty. Thailand Foreign Affairs Minister Sihasak Puangkatkao arrives in Delhi on a four-day visit. China announces nationwide inspection of fire safety standards in high-rise buildings following Hong Kong fire incident. Cyclone Litwa leaves trail of destruction in Sri Lanka with 159 people dead. Relief and rescue operations continue. And India to lock horns with South Africa in first ODI at Ranchi this afternoon. KL Rahul to lead Men in Blue. US President Donald Trump has said that Venezuela's airspace should be considered closed as Washington intensifies pressure on President Nicolas Maduro. President Trump in his Truth Social post called for an aerial blockade to airlines, pilots, drug dealers and human traffickers rather than to President Maduro. Venezuela's government said it forcefully rejects Trump's claim about closing the airspace and it was a colonial threat intended to undermine the country's territorial integrity, aeronautical security and full sovereignty. The foreign ministry said such declarations constitute a hostile, unilateral and arbitrary act. A number of airlines began rerouting flights away from Venezuela's airspace early this month and the U.S. Federal Aviation Administrator has issued a warning of heightened military activity in the area. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is all set to visit Paris tomorrow to meet with French President Emmanuel Macron. According to media reports, the talks seek to outline the conditions for a fair and lasting peace as momentum builds towards ending the war with Russia. On the other hand, a senior Ukrainian delegation led by Rustem Umerov is traveling to the United States to discuss Washington's peace plan for Ukraine. Umerov, Ukraine's Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council, is replacing Andriy Yermak, who recently resigned following a police raid conducted by Ukraine's anti-corruption authorities. According to a senior U.S. official, Secretary Marco Rubio, Special Envoy Steven Witkoff and Presidential Advisor Jared Kushner will hold talks with Ukrainian officials in Florida today, underscoring Washington's continued diplomatic push on the conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump released a plan last week for ending the nearly four-year war. The 28-point proposal heavily favored Russia, prompting Zelensky to quickly engage with American negotiators. Zelensky faces a political challenge at home after his chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, recently resigned following a police raid. Ukrainian naval drones hit two Russian oil tankers in the Black Sea. According to media reports, the two tankers, identified as Kairos and Virat, were empty and sailing to Novorossiysk, a major Russian Black Sea oil terminal. The tankers, both flagged in Gambia, are part of Russia's Shadow Fleet, a group of older ships used to bypass Western sanctions. The attacks targeted Russian oil shipments, a key source of revenue for Russia's war in Ukraine. The Sea Baby drones made by Ukraine's security services were reportedly used. Turkish authorities helped fight the fires and monitored the vessels. Thailand's Foreign Affairs Minister Sihasak Puangkatkao has arrived in Delhi on a four-day visit to India. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal welcomed him on his arrival last night, saying that the visit is an occasion to strengthen strategic partnership and enduring civilization ties. According to Ministry of External Affairs, Puangkatkao will hold official engagements in the capital today. He will meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar at Hyderabad House for bilateral discussions tomorrow. India and Thailand have historically enjoyed warm and cordial relations. In contemporary times, diplomatic relations between the two countries were established in 1947, and both sides celebrated the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties in 2022. Cyclone Dithwa has left behind a trail of destruction in Sri Lanka. The Disaster Management Center has reported that 159 deaths have been recorded so far as adverse weather conditions continue to affect the island. Meanwhile, 203 persons have been reportedly missing. Our correspondent reports that India is providing humanitarian aid to the island nation.
India has significantly expanded its humanitarian operations in Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu as Cyclone Dithwa's aftermath continues to trigger severe flooding and landslides even now. Earlier yesterday, two Indian Air Force aircrafts brought in 21 tons of relief supplies and 80 NDRF personnel who are now deployed to Puttalam and Badulla among the hardest hit regions, saving over 40 lives from INS Vikrant. Two Chetak helicopters have joined Sri Lankan Air Force teams in search and rescue missions, completing multiple sorties to pull stranded residents to safety. In the evening, two helicopters arrived with essential cargo to reinforce the effort. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Following a devastating fire in Hong Kong that killed 128 people, China has announced a nationwide inspection of fire safety standards in high-rise buildings. The campaign aims to prevent similar tragedies on the mainland. According to China's Ministry of Emergency Management, special attention will be given to buildings undergoing external wall renovations or interior modifications. The State Council Work Safety Committee has issued a notice directing local authorities to carry out the inspections. The campaign focuses on four key areas: the use of flammable materials in external wall insulation, prohibited construction materials such as bamboo scaffolding, fire safety equipment, and emergency evacuation routes. Hong Kong is observing a three-day mourning period to remember 128 people who died in a massive fire at the Wong Fuk Court apartment complex, with 150 still missing. Authorities have arrested 11 individuals over suspected corruption and the use of unsafe materials during renovations. The fire, which began Wednesday, engulfed seven of the eight 32-story blocks. Many buildings were wrapped in bamboo scaffolding, green mesh and foam insulation. Hong Kong's leader John Lee and officials observed a three-minute silence and condolence books were set up for public tributes. In men's cricket, India and South Africa will clash in the opening of the three-match ODI series at the JSCA International Stadium Complex in Ranchi today. The match will begin at 1:30 this afternoon. Led by KL Rahul as stand-in captain for the series, India will be eager to bounce back in a format they have traditionally dominated at home following a recent disappointment in the Test series whitewash. In badminton, India will be aiming for title glory at the Syed Modi International 2025 today, with Kidambi Srikant and the women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand set to compete in their summit clashes at the Babu Banarsidas Indoor Stadium in Lucknow. And in table tennis, India's three-time Olympian and Commonwealth Games medalist Manika Batra and Manav Thakkar will lead India's eight-member squad at the ITTF Mixed Team World Cup 2025 at Chengdu in China beginning today. With a mixed team format set to make its Olympic debut at LA 2028, this year's championship carries added significance. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US President Donald Trump threatens to close Venezuela airspace over drug issue. Venezuela calls it colonial threat to undermine country's sovereignty. Thailand Foreign Affairs Minister Sihasak Phuangkatkao arrives in Delhi on a four-day visit. China announces nationwide inspection of fire safety standards in high-rise buildings following Hong Kong fire incident. Cyclone Dithwa leaves trail of destruction in Sri Lanka with 159 people dead. Relief and rescue operations continue. And India to lock horns with South Africa in first ODI at Ranchi this afternoon. KL Rahul to lead Men in Blue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.